You're listening to Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford on ESPN 850 WKNR.
Ohio Business Machines, we speak to you, Browns Nation, about them each and every day here on this show. Now, when it comes to Browns fans like you, their loyalty for the team that Browns are building here is unconditional. Make your number one pick the preferred document services provider of the Browns, and that's OBM. With OBM's exclusive guarantees and their designation as the only Sharp Platinum level service provider in town, you see they've made unconditional fans out of all of their customers, and that should be you. Only OBM has all the X's and O's for your office. When you're putting together a Sharp Products playbook for your business, give them a call. They're waiting to hear from you. 216-485-2000, or you can visit OhioBusinessMachines.com. So great to have all of you, Browns Nation, joining us today. It is Cleveland Browns Daily, driven by Liberty Ford, the show of great renown. Nathan Zagura is here. I'm Michael Regai in for Vic Carucci. Our producer, Jason Gibbs. Hot topics just ablaze in segments one and two, guys. Gibbs, we've got tweets, we've got calls, we got everything going on. Which way are we going to go first? Tweets, calls, how are we going to do it? You're on go then, my man.
All right, guys, this coming in at Browns underscore daily. I'll read off a couple for you, and then we've got full phones. Yes, sure. Exactly. Justin Hostetler says 28th for Brian Hoyer. I think better than Henny, Locker, Schaub, and Fitzpatrick. Need more proof to move up. Nick Smith gives us his big three, the three that need to become the big three, Manziel, Gilbert, and West.
Okay, and I think there one part of that I'll get to, and that's the quarterback being a part of your big three. If you go and look at the teams in the NFL that are consistently good, the quarterback is a part of their big three, and right now you cannot even the quarterback is probably not even in if you expand it to a big eight or a big 10 on the Cleveland Browns, I'm not sure the quarterback is on that list. And I think, Reg, that's where you want to see this team get to. Like in New England, Tom Brady's the number one in their big three. Green Bay, Aaron Rodgers the number one. Denver, Peyton Manning's the number one. Indy, Andrew Luck. The 49ers even. Yes, you have Willis and Bowman, but you got Colin Kaepernick. In Seattle, sure, you've got Sherman, Thomas, Lynch, but you're going to keep Russell Wilson in there because that's the guy who has helped them get over the hump and become Super Bowl champions. You need to have that quarterback be a part of your big three as it is basically in the top half of the league, because when you have that, you have an opportunity to win the Super Bowl. When you don't have that, you probably do not have that chance. And if you were to look at our division in isolation, Ben Roethlisberger, unquestionably part of the big three, and Pittsburgh probably number one. In Baltimore, even though I'm not a huge Joe Flacco fan, he is certainly part of their big three, had the greatest playoff run in NFL history. He's there. The only one where I don't think the quarterback is in the big three other than the Browns is in Cincinnati, and there's a reason why that team's been a perennial playoff team but can't get over the hump, and they're considering moving on from Andy Dalton because he is not on that level.
Yeah, and, well, that's a conundrum that they're down in Cincinnati, and let them deal with that.
That's right, not my problem.
Let them deal with that whether or not he can or can't. The thing about having your quarterback in the big three, Nathan, we're uniformed in that. I don't think there's any question that that is the optimum way to proceed, and that most NFL organizations do it that way. Nathan, though, I'm going to throw this out, this caveat. For right now, with the Browns quarterback situation, I've always sensed that Ray Farmer, and in the hiring of Mike Pettine, that with the understanding of that, okay, that that's not been proven here right now, let's build such a strong foundation. And I think that's part of the philosophy, too, Nathan, the strong foundation of how we can go about Got to get to the playoffs first. Yep. That's the first step here. Now, you know, people talk about turning it around in the NFL. That's great. But, Nathan, you and I, very rarely do you go from 4-12 to 5-11 to suddenly finding yourself on the first Sunday in February competing for the NFL championship. I mean, you got to become a playoff team first. And I do believe that short of having that elite guy, you can still get your football team to the point of, by being stout and strong defensively, by being able to offensively, and again, now you got to run the football to do it, to get yourself to the point where you can be a factor and become a playoff team by starting to win in your division and win at home. And Nathan, you know, for short of having that right now, knowing that you got that elite guy, and yes, they drafted Johnny Manziel, the Browns, and that's the hope that that's where we get to that jump point in a couple of years. But short of having that guy, don't you think the way they're formulating this football team and the way that they are looking to build it is telling you, we believe we can be successful, and then maybe the quarterback position allows us to hit the home run as we go forward here?
No question about it. Let's go to the phone lines now. Get your thoughts on the quarterback position. Brian Hoyer's ranking 29th in the ESPN article. Kevin in Cleveland, welcome to CBD.
Hey, how you doing?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. I was thinking about Manziel should be starting because Hoyer, all he's been is a backup. He looked all right in a couple games this year, but he's a career backup. Manziel is a football player. He's not just a quarterback. He's a football player. He goes in and makes plays no matter what he has to do to make them. And that's what we need in Cleveland. That's what makes Super Bowl teams. Quarterbacks that do what they have to do to win games. What you
That's
think
the
that?
Hope, Kevin, but I got to see it, buddy, first of all. Like I said, I have enjoyed thoroughly Johnny's capabilities in his 2 years of playing at Texas A&M and what he accomplished, and I'll agree with you that there are certain elements that show you the kid is, as you said, well put, football player, going to find ways to win and do that. But I do believe there's going to be an acclimation period where he's going to have to show that he can adhere to some things, National Football League style, that he did not encounter and did not have to deal with on the college side. I got to see it first.
I agree. You got to see it right now. That's why ESPN even has Hoyer in there as the starter. That is the expectation now, and he is the number one on the depth chart until Johnny Manziel can win that job from him. Nick on the road. What's going on, Nick?
Hey, gentlemen. How are you? Thanks for taking my call. First-time caller.
Thank you for calling.
Absolutely. Hey, I couldn't agree more with what you guys are saying. However, I think we're putting a little too much emphasis on the quarterback position this year. This is not going to be the year of the Cleveland Browns quarterback, no matter if it's Hoyer or Manziel. You know, I think our running game is going to be our strongest asset on offense. We have so much depth at the running back position now, I think that, you know, to initiate that offense and then have that translate into our play action into Jordan Cameron, you know, our big three, I think pretty much any offensive big three, you're going, you know, what, quarterback, receiver, running back possibly? Who would be our big three at wide receiver? We really don't have anybody there anymore, at least not this year. So, again, I think, you know, this year is going to be a ground-and-pound type of year. Next year, hopefully – Johnny will have a little experience under his belt, or hopefully not if Hoyer can play excellent all the way through, and then we'll be good next year. I'm running into a monsoon, gentlemen. Thanks for taking my call. I'll listen to your response.
I appreciate that, Nick. And, yeah, be safe out there, folks, just in case you're listening right now in a couple of various areas around here. I know Cuyahoga County, they have issued a tornado warning until 2 p.m. Eastern today. So be safe out there, folks. Ugly weather coming your way till 2 o'clock today. So, again, be very, very careful with that weather here in Cleveland. Medina County as well. Tornado warnings in effect for Cuyahoga, Medina till 2 p.m. I think this is when you think about how good can the quarterback be, take out of your mind, and this is coming from a fantasy football guy, fantasy football stats, because that's not what this offense is going to be about in any way, shape, or form. It's not going to be about fantasy football stats. Where you're going to see if the quarterback does a good job is he efficient or not. Russell Wilson only threw for 3,300 yards last year, but he averaged over 8 yards per attempt, 26 touchdowns, 9 interceptions. Colin Kaepernick only threw for 3,197 yards last year, averaged nearly 8 yards an attempt, 21 touchdowns, 8 interceptions. You're looking for efficiency and high yards per attempt out of this quarterback position, not gaudy yards, not gaudy pass attempts. This team will not lead the league in pass attempts as it did last season. This team will maybe challenge for the league lead in rushing attempts this year. But yeah, the rushing attack is going to be key, especially without Josh Gordon. You're looking at a wide receiver core that's got Andrew Hawkins probably going to be the most targeted wide receiver. You got Austin, you got Burleson. You have some wild cards out there, including Charles Johnson, who really is the only other guy on this roster with the requisite side speed combo to be a number one receiver in this league. And then the tight end, Jordan Cameron, who's probably the de facto number one receiver.
Yeah, Charles Johnson is going to be very, very intriguing to be sure. But as I said a moment ago, don't need to run through it again and be redundant, but this is what this football team is going to be about. And again, it's something that you're always looking for. You're always looking for that quarterback that you feel can be elite, because does it put you in a different strata? Yeah, it does. But, Nate, there's ways to get there first. And, you know, as I believe you and I were talking about last week, look, if the Browns wind up and can win, let's say, 9-10 football games and be a playoff football team, is it going to matter, really, Browns Nation, is it going to matter to you that they're not at the top of the passing numbers and rankings in the NFL, and they're not some high-flying, over-the-top offense? Is that really going to matter, as devoid as this organization has been of winning since they've been back in 1999? I mean, I would hope that all Browns fans right now are bottom line, got to start winning, period, regardless by which means it gets there, Nate.
Absolutely. Let's just get to the playoffs, then we can worry about the stylistic nature of how this team arrives there, Reg. I think that certainly is a judicious way to go. When we come back, we'll continue this discussion. We got more phone calls to get to, 216-578-0850. We'll move after further review into the 2 o'clock hour. Solomon Wilcots comes our way at 2 p.m. Eastern. Zagur and Reg Eye, CBD.